Dear Cheap Astronomy, could electrodynamic tethers solve the space junk problem and even provide cheap propulsion? Imagine you dangle a tether, which is essentially a long wire, from a satellite. The whole system is in orbit around Earth, and angular momentum is always conserved, but the end of the tether at high altitude will experience less gravitational pull than the end of the tether at low altitude. So the high altitude end has a greater tendency to be flung outwards, away from the planet. We could also talk about centrifugal forces, or tidal forces, or even space-time dilation, but the point is, when you have a length of tether in orbit, it will naturally arrange itself to lie straight along an axial line that's drawn out from the centre of the Earth. For much the same reason, a space elevator cable will also stay straight along an axial line that's drawn out from the centre of the Earth. Anyhow, an electrodynamic tether is able to conduct electricity, and if it's deployed in Earth orbit, you have yourself a conducting wire that's moving rapidly through the Earth's magnetic field. That action will create a current along that wire. That is, a flow of electrons. So essentially, you are converting the tether's kinetic energy into electrical energy. As a consequence, the orbiting system will lose kinetic energy. That is, it will slow down, which means the satellite's orbit will start to decay. So through this process, an orbiting electrodynamic tether can generate electrical power, either for battery storage or for immediate use. However, this does have limited practical value, since the consequence of generating electrical power is that you lose altitude. What's a more interesting idea is that you launch all your satellites with furled-up tethers, and as they approach the end of their functional life, you unfurl the tether, which should then deorbit the satellite. And so, no more space junk. There have been some successful small-scale proof-of-concept tests of this principle, but for now, it remains just an interesting idea. To bring about a really substantial effect on slowing a satellite down, you will need a tether that's about 5 kilometers long. So even if you're using carbon nanotubes or whatever, you're still looking at a lot of redundant payload mass that you have to get into orbit, and there's some non-trivial engineering challenges involved in both furling and unfurling a 5 kilometer space tether. So at the end of the day, you'll need to demonstrate that this system is more economical than just launching a bit of extra rocket fuel sufficient to deorbit your satellite near the end of its functional life. Where things get weirder is the proposal that you can reverse everything we just discussed and generate kinetic energy from your electrodynamic tether so that it becomes a propellant-free thruster. There's some complex physics involved. Look up Lorentz forces if you're keen. If you're not that keen, just consider that on one hand we can use turbine motion and magnets to generate electricity, and on the other hand, we can use electricity and magnets to create a rotary motor. In a nutshell, kinetic energy really can create electrical energy, and electrical energy really can create kinetic energy. So, while the motion of an electrodynamic tether through the Earth's magnetic field naturally generates a current that runs down the tether, you can expend electrical energy to drive current flow the wrong way up the tether. You might draw that electrical energy from the satellite's solar panels, and it should result in the tether and the satellite generating a kinetic push against the Earth's magnetic field. But while this much seems reasonable, the question then becomes whether the Earth's magnetic field has enough Gaussian oomph to push back. our magnetosphere does a reasonable job of deflecting charged subatomic particles in the solar wind, but it does get all bent out of shape in the process. The idea that our magnetic field could maintain its integrity sufficiently to push back on a powered-up electrodynamic tether in a way that could raise kilograms of mass against gravity does seem a little hard to swallow. Still, one organization claims it is building a prototype tether system that will be able to lift a 125-kilogram satellite from a 350-kilometer altitude orbit to a 700-kilometer altitude orbit in just 50 days. If it works, that will be a huge boon to the space industry and be yet another hat for cheap astronomy to eat. Stay tuned.